This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Barbados records its latest homicide following a shooting in Goodland, St. Michael last night. Member of Parliament for St. Michael Northwest, Neil Rowe, is pushing back against accusations of neglect. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne warning the government is piling more debt on Barbadians. Deputy Prime Minister Santia Bradshaw appealing to Barbadians to exercise greater caution on the roads, and a free summer reading clinic and camp has been launched to help improve literacy among Barbadian children. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. One man is dead following a shooting that occurred last night in St. Michael. The incident took place around 10:05 p.m. at First Avenue Weeks Land, Goodland. Preliminary reports suggest the victim was at a shop he operates when multiple gunshots were fired in the vicinity. The shopkeeper was struck during the shooting. He was transported by private vehicle to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, where he succumbed to his injuries. More details on this incident as it comes to hand. Member of Parliament for St. Michael Northwest, Neil Rowe, is pushing back against accusations of neglect. Resident Michael Harris Jr. raised concerns last week about overgrown bush and what he described as the abandonment of the Deacons Resource Center at Beach Path. Yesterday, Mr. Harris, joined by other community members and Democratic Labour Party candidate for the constituency, Ryan Walters, was on site for a cleanup of the area. Speaking to Starcom Network News, Mr. Rowe welcomed the initiative, but pointed to the challenges government is facing, particularly with securing essential equipment.
I also would like to thank the private entity that also engaged Mr. Harris in being able to help me and the government to address the situation. That is the honest truth. I can honestly say that, you know, the government cannot do everything. And yes, the government may be having some challenges with broken down equipment, trucks not working and excavators not working. And this put up a tremendous strain on the government, especially the Ministry of Transport and Work.
Mr. Rowe also criticized the involvement of the media at yesterday's cleanup, arguing it was unnecessary when undertaking community work.
If you can do a good deed and doing it with a good heart, you don't need the media involved in these things. I have done so much within my constituency. I have done so much within the constituency of St. Michael Northwest. And I don't involve the media when it comes to doing good for the people that I represent. So what I would say to Mr. Harris and Mr. Walters, who appear to be in this effort together, if you all want to join hands with me to help addressing some of the situations where the government is under tremendous pressure, not having equipment not working, you know, I support it.
Member of Parliament for St. Michael Northwest, Neil Rowe. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne is warning that the government is piling more debt on Barbadians, including future generations. Speaking in Parliament on the resolution to approve the borrowing of approximately $68.4 million from the Saudi Fund for development to finance urban renewal projects, Mr. Thorne accused government of coming to Parliament almost every month with fresh plans to increase the country's debt. He argued that it is ordinary Barbadians, their children and grandchildren, who will ultimately pay the price.
Whenever this government comes to this parliament and announces to the people of Barbados that it intends to indebt not so much the government, but the people of this country, and to be more particular, future generations of this country will endure with yet another albatross around their neck. This government has come to announce the landing of yet another albatross in this country. And it is not Saudi currency, but it is far less than the $500 million that the government borrowed a few weeks ago. But the ruling party is not going to be obligated to repay that. It is the people of this country who will have yet another addition to their national burdens.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works, Santia Bradshaw, is appealing to Barbadians to exercise greater caution on the roads. Speaking in Parliament, Ms. Bradshaw pointed to troubling trends emerging from the latest data, including more motorists running red lights, speeding, and engaging in road rage. She noted that while the government continues to tackle potholes and other long-standing infrastructure issues, drivers also have a duty to be more responsible.
We're seeing a lot of people running red lights. We're seeing a lot of people moving quickly to get to their destination, perhaps starting a little later than they're supposed to, and then somehow believing that the traffic in front of them is just going to move speedily. There's a lot of road rage being created from our PSV sectors to ordinary people driving on the roads. These are the realities. People are driving a little faster where the temptation is there because the roads may be free. And as a consequence, sometimes accidents are caused because of that. It is also a call for people to not just slow down, but to be a bit more cautious in how they use the nation's roads. We have potholes, and that is another issue that we are also addressing. And I would urge persons, knowing that we have our challenges in terms of the road infrastructure, that we need to take our time a bit more.
Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works, Santia Bradshaw. A free summer reading clinic and camp has been launched to help improve literacy among Barbadian children. The initiative is a collaboration between the Barbados Association of Reading and the Warner Initiative for Lifelong Learning. At the launch, program coordinator and chair of the Committee for National Development in the Caribbean, Sharon Warner, emphasized the importance of involving parents and communities, noting that schools alone cannot tackle the literacy challenges.
We need community programs, dynamic, inclusive, and culturally relevant initiatives that meet children where they are. We need parent support groups, faith-based reading circles, and mobile libraries that bring books into homes and into hearts. This is where Summarize Learning Experience steps in. Summarize is not just a camp, it's a movement. It integrates crafts, drama tours, and targeted literacy support to engage struggling readers in joyful, experiential learning. It is a safe space where children rediscover the magic of stories and the confidence to express themselves. It is a bridge between school and community, between challenge and possibility.
Meantime, the Babs Reading Clinic welcomed its largest cohort yet when it opened its doors at the Barbados Community College. Founder of the clinic, Dr. Astra Babb, remarked that the increase in participation at the clinic reflects the awareness of the need to help boys to develop strong reading skills and highlighted what the clinic provides.
Last year, 2024, we enrolled 80 boys. This year, the Babs Reading Clinic will cater to its largest cohort of students yet, with 130 boys registered, an increase of 62%. One may wonder how it is possible for children who attend school regularly to graduate and be unable to read. And these children are mostly boys. At this reading camp, we offer them 75 hours of immersion into various strategies relating to reading.
Founder of the Babs Reading Clinic, Dr. Astra Babb. And finally, Grenada's Prime Minister, Dicom Mitchell, is calling on the Caribbean to take advantage of the existing environment to reimagine and accelerate the digital future of the region. He told delegates attending the 40th Annual Conference of Trinidad-based Caribbean Association of National Telecommunications Organizations, Canto, that building a single CARICOM information, communication, and technology space will harmonize regulations, enable seamless data flows, and protect the region's collective sovereignty. Mr. Mitchell urged heads of government, industry leaders, policymakers, and innovators to seize the milestone moment to reimagine and accelerate the digital future of the region, drawing upon his dual responsibilities as Grenada's head of government and CARICOM's ICT leader. Recapping the headlines. Barbados records its latest homicide following a shooting in Goodland, St. Michael last night. Member of Parliament for St. Michael Northwest, Neil Rowe, is pushing back against accusations of neglect. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne warning that government is piling more debt on Barbadians. Deputy Prime Minister Santia Bradshaw appealing to Barbadians to exercise greater caution on the roads. And a free summer reading clinic and camp has been launched to help improve literacy among Barbadian children. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.